This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. Where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. This has been a very enjoyable show. I've decided, Bob, that I'm going out to California. I'm going to spend money that I don't have. I'm going to play Pebble Beach like you told me to.
Yes.
And then I'm going to go visit Sonny Vaccaro and interview him and hang out with him and talk basketball for a whole day.
I think that sounds like a great memory. And speaking of that, John tweeted us, enjoyed the interview with Sonny, brought back great memories. But he did correct me. I said Darren Morningstar. It was Matt Miklasevich who was the guy giving out fouls. But Darren Morningstar was also, I mean, they needed two guys to deal with Patrick Ewing. But Matt Miklasevich was the guy who was brought in to say, okay, just give him a blow and do what you can to contain Patrick Ewing. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John, very much. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And what's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, I might add. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. We have our fanniversary tonight. 15 years since we've been on the air. The actual date was February 15th. And we're going to be at Rivers Casino. And it's going to be quite a night. Do you think tears will be shed? Well, neither one of you have been here the whole time.
That 12 for me, 12 of the 15.
Oh, 12. Well, there you go.
But not originally, yes. But, I mean, it's been fun to do this, and there's a lot of stuff that's happened between the beginning date of 15 years ago and where we are now. So
a lot of strife between you and Ron, which was a surprise to me.
There was never any strife.
There was big strife.
There was no. It was
he
all...
blamed you for not having him on the nightly sports call, and then he confronted you
one day. He blamed me for all you want. I didn't have any control over that.
I know. I'm saying there was absolutely strife between you two. There was strife between me and Ron. I'm going to tell the story tonight, but I'll tell part of it right now. When I got put with Ron in that new slot in the midday, he refused to meet with me. I'm like, Ron, we're going to do a show together, a radio show.
What was his
called
basis?
Cook and Joe.
He was like,
he literally said, I'll just see you the morning of the first show. Oh, great. So we're really going to map out our futures together here. We're just going to show up the day of the first show and start talking? What are we doing here, Bob? So there was strife between Ron and I as well, but then we came to be friends, sort of. Not really.
Some would say I wasn't even born when the station was invented 15 years ago.
Were you two?
No, I would have been 13, about to turn 14.
Do you have any classic clip to play before we go?
15 years ago. No, that wouldn't have been true. I would have been like 8 or 9.
8, yeah.
I can't do math very
well.
I
mean, Pony and Muller weren't much older when they walked into that first meeting. They were in their early 20s. They were but children, Bob.
How about that? And look what they've grown into.
How about Jack Sawinski just hit a home run in spring training, Joe? How about that? He has a hit, a single. He has a solo home run. If Greg Brown would have called it, it might have sounded like this.
And a fly ball deep to center field. Well hit by Sutton. To the wall. Gone. Raise the Roger. How you like Pittsburgh? How you like it? Off. Walk off win, Drew Sutton. He just Jolly Roger, and he's at home plate. That's the magic of the Buccaneers. Everybody gets.
Remember that, Bob? When Giannotti used to make those. Giannotti made those Greg Brown clips.
He used to also make these. We used to do in our Steeler broadcast preseason, we had to promote a lot of the programming that was on the CW at the time.
Yeah.
And I would, he'd always write up something about whatever show we had on, you know, the vampire shows, and made me read them as if
I remember that.
Had to read them on it. And these were like 5-paragraph reads, and they give you 20 seconds to read them. It's impossible to do it.
I remember him doing that, too.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I have one more quick one. Dan Zangrilli going crazy over a bad call in a Pirate game.
Determine the runner touch definitively. It's a joke. So you have to laugh, right? You can't get mad. You just have to laugh in its face because it is so ludicrous. Definitively determine the runner touched the plate. The catcher failed to maintain firm and secure possession of the ball throughout the tag. Throughout the tag. The tag was applied before the runner's foot hit the plate!
I never heard that.
I hadn't either until yesterday.
Was that the call? Was that all the way back with that 19 inning game in Atlanta? What's he referring to there?
I don't know.
That had to have been Jerry Mills. I can't think of anything
yeah,
else.
That was when the calliope's on that day.
Yeah. We have to go because the PM guys are at the casino getting us ready for the big party. Bob, I'll see you there. Limits, I'll see you there.
Aloha.
See you there. Good night, gentlemen.